Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. This is hour three, Tuesday, the 10th day of August 2021. Wayne Allen Root is off both Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Well, both would be two, so he's off all 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, yours truly gets a chance to sit in the big seat and do the entire show. One of my favorite guests to bring on my own morning show. Actually, he's come on this show as well a couple of different times. His name is Tony D'Angelo, and he is involved in finance, and he does so many different things. And what I love the most about Tony is he has been doggedly chasing the governor of the state of Connecticut for months about his, I guess the best way to put it, his very curious activity as it surrounds COVID-19. And I want to bring him on to talk to him a little bit about a number of different topics tonight. Tony, good evening. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Lee Elsie, and good evening across all our dear listeners in the United States of America.
So I want to start with you because you have been chasing down the governor. We talked about this a little bit, even on this platform a couple times, but and about some of the shady dealings he's had with masks and mask mandates and money going in Cayman Island accounts. But what kind of, what kind of responsibility do our politicians have when we're talking about COVID or COVID-related items? When they're making money and people out here are either dying or losing their businesses, what's happening in a grand sense there?
Well, in a grand sense, and, you know, it's actually, if you took our state as just something in microcosm, when an elected official decides that for the good of us all, we must fall under executive powers because legislative bodies and the voice of the people just won't work fast enough to do it. Notwithstanding, government really does not work fast enough to do anything, and they vest all power in themselves, like our governor in the state of Connecticut. There is literally, in those situations, Lee Elsie, no check, no balance, no guardrail, no anything for that personal public official or that public official personally to deal in matters of finance for his own pocket any darn way he wants to, because number one, there's not any legislative oversight. I mean, what we find in our particular state, and I'm sure it's the case in a lot of places, that state legislators who got into this because they thought it would be a neat part-time job or it would help them further their business or their law practice or whatever, never fashion themselves to be crusaders for right and wrong, so they don't really challenge these people. When that happens, you know, the citizens suffer. But basically what happens is what stops a governor, a senator, from just running roughshod, trading, self-dealing, running money to offshore locations? And there ain't no oversight. And as far as he's concerned, if he can get, like our governor, as an example, enough public tax money for a multi-million dollar spin machine, news, and man, they just think it's wonderful. We're back to Russia in the 1960s and 1970s, which essentially, you know, get them drunk, get them in the factories. Actually, they got drunk after they got it because the machinery of state had to be perfect. And then when you sit them down, you plop a can of beer in front of them, let's show them Alexeyev or Tridiak or Tarasov or whatever, and life in Russia is great. This is exactly what's doing, and there ain't no safeguards unless people actually speak up. And man, oh man, if there's any such thing now as an elected official that's an advocate, this is your at-bat.
plus on the USA Network is 5, though, in the state of Connecticut that are listening to us right now, Tony. And, you know, what you have said multiple times on the platform in the AM with me, you know, the idea that this governor is taking, you know, taking taxpayer dollars and, you know, throwing it through the washing machine, like laundering it and then spinning it out and sending it to his wife's, one of his wife's companies. His wife's very wealthy and a holding that she has. You're convinced that this is happening, correct?
Well, actually, there is really no doubt of that, because if we are going to speak of our particular governor, that would be Ned Lamont in the state of Connecticut, there is not one but two partnerships registered in the Cayman Islands. Now, for those that don't know the Cayman Islands, maybe you didn't see the movie The Firm or read the book. I guess that's a Grisham novel. But basically, it is a location where very wealthy people transact business, and there's two major advantages, I should say. One advantage is total and complete secrecy. There's absolutely, they're not saying anything about what goes on in the Cayman Islands. And the other thing is, it is a 100% tax-exempt jurisdiction. And there's a whole lot of complicated things as to how the money actually gets back into the corporation. There's alter ego corporations like the state, which is a very private state for corporate transactions. The money comes back in. And there is now, and everybody's like, you know, well, that's a conspiracy. That's not possible, whatever. One, we do have a very large no-bid contract for COVID testing in the state of Connecticut. No bid, just handed out to a related party, company of the governor. And, you know, he doesn't talk about it. At one point, he said, oh, sorry, oversight, didn't really know about that. I'm going to pledge these profits to charity. And he has played duck, duck, go from that thing since the time beginning. He hasn't decided to give anything to anyone, and that particular corporation has morphed and gone public. Again, it's this whole thing of elected officials just with all the authority and with nobody questioning them and greasing the spin machine, they can just keep doing more and more and more of it.
We're talking to Tony D'Angelo from the Fortress Fiduciary Group, and as I had said already, I have him on weekly on my morning show here in Connecticut, chatting about some of the discretions or indiscretions of our governor, Governor Ned Lamont. Switching gears, staying with this sort of, but the COVID response financially across the nation and the potential impending doom if they decide to do another shutdown, Tony. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, we have people in... I think if I could use an old minister's analogy, you know, heavenly minded but no earthly good. We have people in government who are government minded but no commercially good, Lee Elsie. And basically what they're doing is they look at an economy. Now, we need a sustaining economy in order for things to happen. You and I had the discussion off the air moments ago where people of a liberal mindset literally, you know, think it grows on trees, but you need tax dollars, you need production, you need incentives to produce, you need ways to have people become more successful, because that will drive us all into a better world. Government never, ever, ever drives us into a better world. You don't believe me? Look at the effects of the Great Society, other than the couple of remnants that remained. That said, with that happening, with government now saying, you know, oh, mass mandate, vaccine passport in New York City, you can't get into a restaurant unless you show your little electronic card that you're okay to go, and things like that, completely removing the responsibility of the restaurant owner, who of course wants a clean place, and the people coming in who want to have fun and enjoy a meal, and they don't want to, you know, get sick. They're there because they need to, you know, they want to be fed and they need a little mental relief. If we completely move away from that to where we're really being dictated to by the government as to what we need to do or whatever, we are going to see this economy just unravel you know, by degrees. Now, you will see states, and as long as governors that are in these states, like Ron DeSantis in Florida, could hold on to a, you know, commercially driven model as opposed to a government-driven model, they're going to flourish, while these other places like New York or, you know, Connecticut or, you know, Washington, D.C. are just going to fritter away. That is a horrible situation for this country. I mean, we're effectively making two countries. Now, you think if you're in government and you look at this and say, man, this is bad. Man, this is going to lead us to a terrible place. Man, we're going to have super educated kids in one state where they could go and participate in sports and games and intellectual activities, and we're going to have other people underdeveloped because they're sitting there doing a Zoom with a mask on for years and years and years. I mean, it does not take a rocket scientist, but alas, okay? If in those other states that kid with a mask in front of a computer locked in to what he's doing and that sort of thing, the person in government, his self-importance is now magnified. His salary increases. He can come on and tell the rest of us what to do. He's necessary because that kid in front of a computer or whoever it is has to look to Big Brother as far as what's there. I shudder. I really shudder to think what's going to happen 20 years from now when these kids become adults and they're not going to be able to go out and function in what we used to call polite society. It's terrible.
Tony D'Angelo is his name. Tony, you can stick around one more break, right?
I would be happy to do. I am honored.
All right, so listen, stick around one more segment. The great Tony D'Angelo joining me. And again, I can't stress it enough. He is a mover and a shaker here in the state of Connecticut, and we're lucky enough to have him on each and every week. And I wanted to bring him to the national forum on all these great radio stations across the country. If you want to learn more about me, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more at leeelsie.com. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Wayne Allen Root is off this entire week. So Chris is doing a fantastic job down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Without him, you'd hear nothing but static. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Patriot VPN. They're a private, a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. So let me say that in plain English. Patriot VPN protects your internet privacy, your data and your privacy, everything you say and do. Everywhere you go on the internet is now secure. Nobody can find out. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, ISP, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And there are so many examples in the media, but how about conservative groups in America being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business, for your family, for your personal use, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month. And when you use the code WAR, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. It's all about your internet privacy.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Once again, Wayne Allen Root is off all week. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at leeelsie.com. Always feel free to email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. One of my good pals who joins me each and every week on Tuesdays, as a matter of fact, he was on with me earlier this morning, is Tony D'Angelo. He comes to us through the Fortress Fiduciary Group. And Tony, I wanted to change gears here in the next couple of minutes to talk about this eviction moratorium and rent and the responsibility? Is it the responsibility of the landlord to pay? I mean, someone's got to pay these bills, correct?
Well, and this is really, you really hit on a nerve here, I think, in so many ways, that being a landlord and for so many people is really the only way that they can own, quote unquote, the American dream. They need that additional rent and that two-family to pay that mortgage. And what government has done by saying, well, we're just not going to throw the renter out on the street, there's legions of stories of people who can pay rent that aren't paying rent. They're buying boats and buying sports cars and motorcycles and all that, buying dinner out every night. Meanwhile, the landlord's getting stiff. They are taking probably a better than even money chance that they'll never have to pay that rent. Now, when that happens, basically, is they're disturbing and destroying a large part of really our simple business economy. When I say simple business economy, the person buying that rental property, the legal and accounting necessary to do that, the plumber, the electrician, the carpenter, and all those people that come in to do the repairs, you know, the additional money the person gets to build this equity. Government has just got its fat thumb, Lee Elsie, and stuck its finger in and said, no, you can't have this. This is not for you. We know better. In a parallel manner, whenever they do the mass mandates and whenever they do the the capacity restrictions and things like that, putting that burden on the small restaurant owner, they're doing the same darn thing, because these people with these small restaurants have busted their tail, have put their lives out, you know, have screwed up their lives in many cases to have this dream of doing what it is that they're doing. Government said, no, you can't have it. You're not capable of keeping your place clean. And you have enough lummoxes and ninnies that are out there saying, well, let's just cancel rent altogether. To your point, what has to happen here as far as is this thing a never-ending money tree? Of course not. There's study. Look at Venezuela.
Right.
Look at what happened in Brazil. I mean, I get very concerned about what's going to happen in this country, because when you destroy public enterprise, when you put the burden of government onto small business, which is an innately Marxist concept, and I say that, you know, really without necessarily a prejudice. I don't agree with it. But look at that was a large part of Marx's idea. You effectively, you crush the private economy for the sake of government. And, man, some days I just think that's happening.
Property ownership and contracts are what make us different than probably pretty much every other.
For one another, and the ability to go out and do things independently and not be burdened by a system, and not be dictated to, frankly, by those that know a heck of a whole lot than we do, because they never went out and made a private sector dollar, but yet they want to tell us what we need to do in order to do it.
Tony D'Angelo, where can folks find you on Twitter? You're an interesting follow. Folks out there want to follow Tony. He's really fascinating. Where do they go?
I'd be honored. Tony D'Angelo 7 on Twitter. And, send me a message. And as time permits, I love to chat with everybody.
All right, Tony. You're the best. I got to run, though. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. And best to all out there.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. The next half hour, we've got Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, who's going to join me next. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and Vice President Harris are cheering the passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in the Senate.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
19 Republicans voting yes on the nearly $1.2 trillion spending bill. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, not one of them.
The Democrats want to give billions of dollars to unelected bureaucrats in the Biden administration to spend however they please. As Admiral Akbar said in Star Wars, it's a trap!
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is remaining defiant in his resignation from office. Cuomo announcing he's stepping down following a bombshell sexual harassment report. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. HTM.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw. Right now, Stephen Pucci, 30-plus years of military excellence and expertise. So I got to start out, Stephen. The Taliban is gaining territory, taking lives, reestablishing themselves in Afghanistan. What's the overall ramifications of this?
Well, the ramifications are primarily for the Afghan people, particularly the women. Life is going to get really nasty there. As the Taliban, if they take complete control, or where they do have complete control, they will reinitiate all of the draconian measures that they had in place before we throw them out. Women will not be allowed to go to school. Women who have education are going to be, beaten up. Women will be raped. And I'm not exaggerating. These guys are not good people. Even other Muslims think the way that the Taliban treat women is horrendous. So that's the biggest one. For the citizens of Afghanistan overall, all of their rights are going to be truncated. They're suddenly going to have no ability to do business. I'm not a smoker, but, they won't be able to smoke. They won't be able to do anything that they want to do. Can't watch sports like soccer. You can't start a business. You're totally going to be under their control. And then for the wider thing for us, there's going to be an implacable enemy in that country that could very likely allow an organization like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS, to come in and operate with impunity with their protection and cover. So not a good situation any way you look at it.
Once we pull everybody out of there or begin to, pull most of the troops out of there, there's really no way we go, you're not going to go back in. Once we do that, even if it gets really nasty, I mean, what would be the protocol? Like, what's the follow-up? Let's say we really were able to notice that they're beginning to get another, not only a foothold on some of this territory, but also beginning to start these camps back up, et cetera. Would we go back in at that point?
That's a good question, Lee. If you ask now, would the world have done something about the Holocaust in Germany if it really knew at the beginning of the war what was going on? We knew they were doing mean things to the Jews, but the public did not get what was really happening. Now we can see that stuff. We'll have people who will go in there, we'll get news out, we can watch them with satellites. If that starts to happen, which I think, sadly, it probably will the world react? Will the United States do it alone? I'm pretty dubious with this particular administration. Will the world make an outcry to do something? After Rwanda in Africa, we said we're never going to let that happen again. Well, it's happened since then. I don't know. The moral part of me, yes, we should do something. The political part of me says, man, that's going to be really hard to pull off.
Switching gears, and again, we're talking with Stephen Pucci from the Heritage Foundation. So one of these stories that we have, were hot and heavy on early on, and now it's sort of faded into the background a little bit here. What have you heard about Cuba here recently? We haven't lifted a finger to help anyone looking for freedom in Cuba. Is this still a story? Is it still happening? It's disappeared.
There are still demonstrations going on, as far as I have heard, but they are being repressed. Big surprise that the Cuban government has been doing that for 50 years. All these crazy people who think, Cuba's this paradise, it proves that socialism works, are delusional. That's just such nonsense. It doesn't work. It doesn't work there. Those people, there's a reason those people get on inflated tires and try and come across to Florida.
Right.
It isn't just because they're, you know, they're looking for a mojito. They got those in Cuba. You know, it really is sad when people lie that way, whether they're lying to themselves too or they're just trying to deceive us. But Cuba is a disaster. It is a repressive government. It has been the entire time the Castros have been running things, and it still is. It's not good. They have not made the progress we would like to have seen them make as yet, but the Cubans who are freedom fighters, the ones who are fighting against this regime, have not yet been successful, and we haven't been much help, either rhetorically or anything else.
Right. Moving from that to COVID-19 / the Delta variant. So there are stories that have been circulating around, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. So some folks are contending that some of the Chinese military scientists actually filed patents or a patent for COVID and a COVID vaccine prior to the contagion's emergence, you know, back in early 2020, et cetera. If that were the case, then we know that they released this thing, or at least we have to suspect that they released this thing on purpose. Do you believe any of that stuff? I mean, I'm sure you heard the same kind of rumors. And do you believe that China would be so sinister as to release this thing on purpose to see what happens?
You don't know. If they did, they're even more heartless than we thought they were, not just to the world, but to their own people. Because the first ones who started dying from this thing were the Chinese. I think it's far more likely that they were doing experiments. I won't even opine on why they were doing the experiments, but the thing got out. It spread. I think the Chinese were pretty sinister in the way they covered it up. They shut down travel from the Wuhan area to other places in China, while at the same time encouraging people to go from Wuhan to other parts of the world. Specifically, they went to the Milan area in Italy because of the connection between Chinese-owned clothing manufacturers and the factories that they had bought in the Milan area. And, you know, a lot of them went to New York. That was the beginning of the spread around the world. That tells you the Chinese knew something bad was happening. Whether they had fully identified it at that point, we don't know. So even if you're as charitable as you can be towards them, short of giving them a complete pass, what they did was pretty horrific as far as their behavior on the international stage. And then they did leverage, you know, being the main manufacturer of masks and other PPE. They withheld a lot of that until the demand was just skyrocketing. Then they started to release it at inflated prices and really made a bundle off of the world's woes. So again, even if you're as charitable as I think you could possibly be, their hands are still pretty dirty.
We're talking with Stephen Bucci again from the Heritage Foundation. One of your areas of expertise is advanced cybersecurity / surveillance. And within this infrastructure package, there are provisions to eventually give the government the power to track drivers, in particular truckers, where they're going, how fast they go, what are they doing, blah, 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 in order to create yet another way to tax people. What do we know about this?
I get kind of concerned about that sort of stuff, but, you know, if you think about it, and I'm not trying to be cynical or discount, you know, the things that upset people about that, but they're already doing that. They do it with our phones.
Right.
They do it with, you know, commercial trucks have devices on them to measure it. They're supposed to be filling out logbooks for their time and their miles already, that they may be getting more efficient about it. On one part, that you would want to say, well, so what? They're already doing it. On the other hand, you know, what is their purpose? Why are they doing it? Now, you know, Secretary Buttigieg, you know, he's got this big plan, but that's how he's going to taxed us is how much we drive. And I don't know if that's some sinister thing to drive us towards the Green New Deal,
right,
where we'll all drive less to try and avoid it. But then they'll find another way to tax us. So there's a lot of stuff here, Lee. I think that the main point is that this administration is playing fast and loose with our privacy, with the surveillance state, all the stuff that they supposedly don't like, but they seem to be going towards because now they're in charge, and doing it with the eye on taxing us more, having more control over us, because they know they need to find a way to fund all the crazy ideas they've got.
And
they talk about, oh, no, this is not going to cost any more. That's a bunch of nonsense. It's going to cost a ton more. And, they're printing the money, but in reality, they do it with our money, with the money that we earn that then they demand we give to them so that they can fund their program. And it's just not the way our system's supposed to work. We don't have a dictatorship. But they seem to be moving in that direction, both with surveillance and with tax protocols that are going to, Biden can say, oh, middle class is not going to get taxed. The last time I checked, the middle class drove their vehicles a lot.
All right, our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is with us. Stephen, if you don't mind, hang out with us one more segment. We'll keep you through the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered. Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang-related, I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that President Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry, that's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more for me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, the statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But, boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. De Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, some sort of liberal bastion. But he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. But we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level. But they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, exactly what you said. People on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
If you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions, too. And they're going to say, time for us to just back up a little bit. We'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, again, the hypocrisy of the left. Because the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free rein to do whatever they want. To use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle it. We saw this in Portland, Lee, when the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, citizens who live there but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police they couldn't. Leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.